This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in a city that's 24/7. Well, it used to be 24/7. So because we have people who work in casinos, hospitals, just hotels, we have grocery stores 24/7, convenience stores 24/7, gas stations 24/7. And I've noticed since the pandemic that a lot of those 24/7 places aren't open anymore. They're closed. Places of the city shut down when it used to always be open for, to, you know, be there for people who had to work the graveyard shift. And one reason for that is these companies don't have staff. If they don't have staff to work the 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. shift, or the 2 to 10, or however they're working now, then they can't be open. So we're noticing a lot of these companies are closing. We're also noticing that many retailers are struggling to find staff. So when you do get staff, and you have staff that don't steal, and you have staff that are busting their butts to have good work ethic and to protect the store, you think that those employers are going to reward them. Well, when I heard that two workers who tried to stop a thief by calling the police and videotaping them got fired, starts to make the average person considering working in retail, what the hell am I doing here? I could get fired for doing the right thing. So I don't know if you heard about this, but Jennifer Ferguson and Rachel Rogers contacted the police when in May, three masked men looted their store in Atlanta. They took handfuls of stock worth about $7,000. So Ms. Ferguson and Rogers contacted the cops, videotaped them, and I think tried to get video footage of the car to help the police find the people who stole. They ended up getting fired for that. CEO Calvin McDonald had come out recently denying that they were fired because they called the police, but said the fact that they followed and interacted with the robbers violated company rules. He said, we have a zero tolerance policy that we train our educators on around engaging during a theft. It's only merchandise. Now, I get he wants to protect employees. I get you don't want people, you know, becoming Zorro and trying to handle, you know, be vigilante, and I get that. That very dangerous that they did go after, and you know, when they could have been shot. I was blown away by how gutsy they were. But did you have to fire them? Couldn't you have said, look, you know, we understand your passion. You know, your work ethic is commendable. But we can't do that. It puts your lives at risk. It puts others' lives at risk. Don't do that anymore. But instead, they got canned. McDonald said Lululemon's policy explicitly states that for the safety of their educators and their customers, no one should intervene in attempted robberies. In the Georgia robbery, the two women were seen on video following the thieves out of the store. They said that's a clear violation of company policy. Again, does that mean they had to have been fired? McDonald maintains that the policy is in place to keep everyone inside and outside the store safe. So as I said, you don't want to be a vigilante, but you should be able to contact the police. You should be, you know, and then trying to get a picture of, I hate to say it, but as an ER doc, if somebody got stung or bit by something, we do always ask, do you have a picture or do you have, a sample of what bit you? So we could, it's not that uncommon to want to have that sort of evidence. But when I did watch the video, I could see how, you know, I even held my breath a little bit because they could have easily turned around and then shot them or pulled out a gun. And then individuals that were in the shopping center could have gotten shot. So I agree that you shouldn't go after the robbers. Contacting the police is fine. But these people lost their job. Then apparently there were some King Super workers who were fired because they tried to stop a shoplifter. Now, this happened, I think, November 2nd, and there were five employees who, I believe, caught the shoplifting suspect and held him until the police came. And one of the people who got fired said, we're just trying to help. And King Supers was the one and only place they had worked since emigrating to the U.S. He said, I never thought I'd be fired for this. It hit my family hard financially. They lost health insurance, etc. And what did they do? They tried to stop a shoplifter. So here you are, when you have individuals that are damned if they do, damned if they don't, it creates confusion. And these companies are struggling because they don't know what to do with all the theft. And shoplifting is now becoming rampant. I mean, I've had store owners and I've had retail workers tell me that it happens multiple times a day. So I get if there's a policy saying just let them steal, just let them walk out, then, sure, word gets out. People are like, okay, no one's going to do anything to me. I'll be able to just walk out and do what I need to. But I agree we can't have anybody who works at a store having their lives at risk. You know, one of the reasons why people don't want to go back to work is they don't want to deal with crime. When the mask mandate and vaccine mandate were at play, people didn't want to get into arguments with people. So now that we are very aware that our co-residents and co-neighbors and co-city inhabitants, you know, can be very confrontational and can be committing crimes and possibly put you in harm's way, the average person doesn't want anything to do with that. But to fire somebody who is trying to protect the store, not cool. So all I know is these stores need to get their acts together, hire security. But, you know, I would honor, you know, those who are trying to protect the merchandise.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this next topic is PG-13, maybe a little higher than that. So for those of you with kids, I'll give you a couple seconds to cover their ears if you don't want them to hear it. So there's a condition that has been not necessarily named, but it has been something that has caused many individuals a lot of distress. Rashes, groin pain, difficulty with sex, and it's called buried, I'm not making this up, it's called a buried or hidden penis syndrome. And it is diagnosed if somebody doesn't have their full length or access to their genitalia. Now, a lot of things can cause this, but as obesity is rising, obesity, especially morbid obesity, is causing a lot of problems in this area. And in fact, there's even surgical procedures that have had to be done for the unburial of it. So just to quickly review, because this is something that we're seeing more and more of, a quote-unquote buried penis can affect boys, can affect men, anybody with a penis. And it doesn't necessarily mean the size of the genitalia is abnormal, shall we say. It's that there's other factors surrounding it that do not allow the penis to have the length that it is supposed to biologically have. So there could be some ligaments that might be weaker, that might not be allowing it to be as pendulous as it needs to be. There could be lymphedema, hidradenitis, there could be other dermatological conditions. But class 3 obesity or morbid obesity, where you have excess fat around the abdomen and genitalia, could make the penis appear to be hidden. Now, people might say, well, why is this a big deal? Why is this a medical condition? You know, why does Obamacare have to pay for it? Well, because sometimes these sorts of interferences with the genitalia can interfere with urination. It can interfere with sex. There could be skin breakdown, skin rubbing. If your skin is closer to the urethra and it's getting acidic urine on it, that's going to sadly break down the skin. And so you could have urinary tract infections, genital infections, balanitis. I'm seeing a lot more balanitis or yeast infections in men, and it's because they don't have a lot of air and openness to it. It's because it's covered and surrounded by skin. Men might also have issues getting an erection. It might be painful. They also may have difficulty with fertility because if they have less of an exposed length, it might not be long enough to be able to allow the sperm to transfer when they have sex with a vagina, or a female. So these are things that are pretty significant, not to mention the psychological burden that people have. So, you know, to diagnose this, obviously we could use urologists, family medicine, internal medicine, pediatrician. These are things that need to be addressed right away. Some children might have the medical issue early on, and so we always urge, and most pediatricians are very well versed on checking scrotum and testicles, making sure the testicles are descended, making sure the penis is able to retract if there's foreskin or the foreskin's able to retract. So these are, but a lot of kids are not seeing their regular doctor. There a lot of kids have been just seen their physician online for strep or ear infections or antibiotics. So if at all there's a concern, have a medical provider examine. But if you're an adult and this is happening, again, most importantly is if this is weight related, you got to lose weight. You know, the abdominal fat, the genital area fat, these are things that will not only interfere with your heart health, with diabetes health, with your bones and joints, but it will affect your sexual health. And, you know, people always ask, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Is it that people become unhealthy and then they don't have sex? Or is it that people have trouble having sex and then they become unhealthy? And most people think it's the former. That, yeah, you start to lose your sex drive, you start to lose your ability to have erections, you don't seem to be finding pleasure or pleasuring your partner, so you just give up. But I've noticed that many times our mortality could start with the loss of the ability to have sex and not being able to, and to me it's because your dysfunction when it comes with erections, etc., are a sign of poor health. So when I have a patient who says, you know, I'm just not doing good with the bedroom stuff, talk to me about it. Because I might be able to diagnose your heart issues or your diabetes issues. I can't tell you how many times we diagnose diabetes or heart attack just because somebody came in asking for Viagra. Thank God for Viagra because it saved so many lives because it brought people to the doctor. So what do urologists do? Well, if there's, let's say, scar tissue or issues. You know, people used to get kicked in the franks and beans, that causes scar tissue, could also cause deformity. They might have to detach the ligament that attaches to the base of the penis to the pubic bone. Suction lipectomy, which is a removal of fat cells using surgical suction catheters inserted through tiny incisions. This is from Cleveland Clinic. Abdominoplasty, which is a procedure to remove excess fat and skin from the abdominal area, or a tummy tuck for men. Panulectomy, which is a removal of the penis or the excess skin or fatty tissue that hangs down over the genitals or thighs. A escuphionectomy, which is the removal of the fat pad above the pubic area. Sometimes there has to be skin grafts if skin coverage is lacking. And then there are other repairs that they could do. But I'm seeing a lot of patients with jock itch, with yeast infections, with rashes, with skin breakdown, and it's because of our skin. And it's not just men. I've seen women have that also. Especially now that the weather's getting warmer and hotter and more humid, women are having horrible rashes underneath their breasts, underneath their stomach, in their underarm folds. How many of you guys have a burning rash in your underarm? And it stinks, so you add more deodorant. Okay, that could be heat rash, that could be yeast. My favorite remedy for that is there's Lotrizone or Mycolog 2. It has both an antifungal and a steroid cream to it that your provider may prescribe, and that'll hopefully tackle that area. But sweat and skin on skin is not healthy, and I see a lot of skin on skin sort of diseases these days because we have so much obesity. So I know, people talk about buried penis syndrome and hidden penis syndrome, and they laugh about it. It's some serious stuff. It's some very serious stuff, especially as we're having more and more obesity in kids. We worry about our future generations. We worry about us being able to be fruitful and multiply and have future populations. The more obese somebody becomes, the more it could affect their fertility. And if you have individuals that don't want to have sex or don't feel like they are able to, we already are seeing that manifest in many singles saying they haven't had sex in a year. It's just, they're not going out there. They're not going to the parties. They're not meeting at the clubs. They're not, they find that it's less hassle and less expensive to just be home. Well, there's only so much you could do if you're just staying home. And if you're just staying home, you're going to gain weight. One of the reasons why I was super skinny when I was, out and about in my dating years is because I wanted to date. And when you realize, you know what, I could just stay home, I could just sit on the couch, you're not out there, you're not dancing, you're not, working out at the gym, you're not, it's just a snowball effect. So for those of you that do have buried penis syndrome, nothing to laugh at, nothing, take it seriously, get yourself to a medical provider. There are options. There are things that could be done. I know a lot of people say, well, the doctor's just going to tell me to lose weight. Yes, losing weight could help, but if you're struggling now, we already have individuals getting bariatric surgery and weight loss surgery and cosmetic surgery and using weight loss pills. If you are noticing that it's been months since you've had sex, or you are finding, sex to be painful, erections to be painful, that's a medical issue. Right? And your urologist or your medical provider may be able to help figure out how to get insurance to cover and pay and get yourself treated. So please don't blow that off. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More information, of course, can be found with Cleveland Clinic. Be aware. These are things that we doctors are trained to take care of. Don't be embarrassed about it. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. California's Attorney General's vowing to go after the people responsible for at least two planes carrying migrants that have landed in Sacramento in the past few days. Attorney General Bob Bonta says he knows who's responsible.
A private company called Vertil Systems, Inc., that is a vendor for the state of Florida as part of the state of Florida's official program, the so-called voluntary transportation program.
For nearly 2 years, the PGA Tour has hammered away at the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour and has banned golfers who jump to LIV. Now comes word the two tours are merging. Evacuations continue in southern Ukraine from water pouring from a huge dam that was blown up overnight. Ukraine says Russia did it. Prince Harry has testified in court in London. He's among several celebrities suing the tabloid publisher Mirror Group newspapers for many alleged instances of invading their privacy. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, remember there was a vending machine, one of the very first Narcan vending machines opened in Kentucky? And within 24 hours, it was empty. And it showed how much in demand Narcan to help prevent overdoses or prevent overdose deaths from narcotics, how in demand they were. This was reported last fall in the city of Vine Grove, Kentucky. Along with its police department, it was proud to unveil the first Narcan vending machine in the state. Narcan is the name for naloxone, which reverses the effects of a drug overdose. But it ran out pretty quickly on. And New York City has unveiled a vending machine now for drug users, not only including Narcan, but with crack pipes and other drug paraphernalia. This is in hopes of trying to protect the individual using drugs and trying to make it safer. So the New York's public health vending machines are going to now ditch chips and soda, but offer condoms and what we're being told also crack pipes. New York health officials on Monday unveiled this. There'll be free drug paraphernalia and anti-overdose medications for those, I don't like to use the term addicts, but it's for those who have an addiction. It's a big blue box. It was installed in Brooklyn, and it's offering potentially life-saving naloxone, as well as instructions on how to use the drug. There's going to be no snacks or sodas, but the vending machine also has hygiene kits and safe sex kits for anyone with a New York City zip code. I don't think it's free. You don't have to spend money. Officials say similar machines in the U.S., Europe, and Australia have demonstrated effectiveness at reducing overdose rates and the spread of infectious disease. And according to Health Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Vasan, we are in the midst of an overdose crisis in our city, which is taking a fellow New Yorker from us every 3 hours and is a major cause of falling life expectancy in New York City. But we will continue to fight to keep our neighbors and loved ones alive with care, compassion, and action. Public health vending machines are an innovative way to meet people where they are and to put life-saving tools like naloxone in their hands. We'll leave no stone unturned until we reverse the trends and opioid-related deaths in our city. Very, very cool. I mean, I'm looking at these machines. These are wonderful. It's not supposed... I know some of you are thinking, wait a second. If these machines are emptying out in a day, is it like one of those newspaper... vending machines where you put in the quarter, you open it up, and everybody could just take everything. It isn't. It's supposed to be where you hit a code, and then, you know, but if they're free, yeah, it could be somebody is sitting there just hitting all the codes to dispense it and then sell it online. But this is supposed to be a public health vending machine. It's not supposed to cost money. But I don't know if anybody's been watching to see if people are emptying them out because they need them. You know, are people going up just to get the one or not? Now, overdose deaths in New York City are at historic highs. We're being told by Fox News in 2021, there were 2,668 overdose deaths compared to 2,100 in 2020. In 2021, 84% of overdose deaths involved opioid. Fentanyl is a deadly synthetic opioid that was involved in 80% of all the overdose deaths. So officials said there were 1,300 confirmed overdose deaths in the first half of 2022. I don't know if we have 2023 numbers or early 2023 numbers, but the vending machine is designed to curb that trend by giving addicts free access to naloxone, drug test strips that detect fentanyl, safer smoking kits that come with a pipe, mouthpiece, and lip balm for those who smoke crack and crystal meth. The machine also comes equipped with safer sniffing kits, condoms, tampons, nicotine gum, and first aid packages. So here's the thing. You know, the idea of giving this stuff out for free is, number one, very, very nice. It shows the community cares. But is it really that effective? Now, I urge all family members who have a loved one who suffers from these to have Narcan on your person, you know, teach the person how to use it. Unfortunately, when people are high, they might not have the same logic and the same sort of thinking pattern that would have them use these things themselves. And so, I, you know, just growing up as a kid, you know, when somebody had a cigarette and there was only one cigarette, you didn't care and you took a drag from that and it passed around. And that was when people weren't even under the influence. So to think that we could have drug users using, you know, aseptic technique, being sterile, It's a nice hope, and it's a goal to strive for, but I would like to see a little bit more resources being put on stopping the drugs from coming into the country, stopping the drugs from infiltrating our community, arresting drug dealers, getting the drugs off the streets, providing support for those who are withdrawing. You know, when we curb smoking and we tried to stop smoking, we might have done a great job with that, but people went to vaping. We didn't do anything about the nicotine addiction. You know, it's interesting. I was in Ben-Gurion Airport in Israel, and there was a glass cubicle sitting there the size of maybe four phone booths, and that was the smoking section. I posted a picture on my Facebook. We went from smoking, when I waited tables, about a third or half of the restaurant was the smoking section. We went from that in 30 years to somebody sitting in a glass cubicle in front of other people, embarrassed, in an area where there's no aeration, and they're in a cube for smoking, and it was closed off. Well, that might have been nice, and I see how you're shrinking where people can smoke are, but what did you do for those who have nicotine addictions? Where's the support? So my only worry about these, and I do support these vending machines are very nice, and I like that we are giving access to things to try to help people not die from overdoses and the Narcan and all that, and alcohol swabs. I think that's all very nice. But I also wonder if a lot of it is for show. And if I don't see that these cities are really doing something about the drugs coming in across the border and the drug dealers and these and the support for those who are withdrawing, then the machines are just a, what do they call it? Like a dog and pony show, I guess. They're just for show. You know, offering Narcan is fantastic. It's saving lives. Narcan is fantastic. But, I mean, is the Narcan being used? Is anybody following to see if it is being used? Is anybody studying this? Can we tell if one did the trick, or does the average person need two or three? You know, one thing we teach students in the ER is when you provide Narcan or Naloxone to reverse an opioid overdose, be ready with the next dose, because one dose often isn't enough. Now, the big thing is that I think it needs to be all over, not just in these vending machines, is everybody should have fentanyl strips. Now that we know that fentanyl is being laced into a lot of things unknowingly, we want people to be able to test it first. So that's huge. So we're moving forward, but I just don't know if it's enough. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's DrDahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL.
Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we bring up how we don't trust the government. We bring up how we don't trust public officials. We bring up when do we trust, when do we not. When is somebody, let's say, suggesting something for our health because they really care about our health? Or are there other ulterior motives? And, you know, when we see how distrust is probably at an all-time high, I'm not very surprised by it. And I don't even know if it's a very bad thing. I think it's bad when we abuse our powers such that when we do need somebody to listen to us, like the boy who cried wolf, we haven't abused our powers so much that we shouldn't abuse our powers at all, such that the public doesn't want to listen. I find it very, very frustrating that if I bring up a polio vaccine or I bring up shingles, etc., the average person now doesn't know if I'm a puppet of the government or if I really believe or mean what I'm suggesting. And once people thought that doctors drink the Kool-Aid and were just following in line with orders, it made people very, very nervous. And when doctors tried to say, look, this is what I think, they got silenced. You know? And even me, when I tried to say, look, I see both sides, but this is what I believe. I believe the mask is a barrier, but I do not believe it's a good enough barrier, and there could be a false sense of security. Though that sort of discourse wasn't allowed during COVID. Now, thank God it wasn't as bad as during Nazi Germany times or as bad as what we're seeing in other countries in terms of their freedom to speak. But people being distrustful of what we're able to say and what we're able to do is not that always unfounded. I was just at Yad Vashem in Israel, again, for a second time, that is a Holocaust memorial. And it had talked about how while the Jews were being, and it's hard to believe, you know, in the 20th century to think that any country could be like, hey, you're Jewish, so you go to this ghetto, and yes, you're going to get carted off, and but it happened. And these other countries, we had quotes from these other countries saying, look, not our problem. We just can't get involved right now. Look at what's going on with Ukraine. People being slaughtered in Ukraine. And we have countries saying, well, we'll help this way, but we aren't going to do, you know, we aren't going to actually step in there and stop it. And so, you know, I'm the progeny of what happened with distrust and where people had to, thank God, you know, take matters into their own hands to stay alive and escape that. And so when people say, well, gosh, you know, everybody's all suspicious and they're trying to look for a problem, not entirely. I think there's a lot of writing on the wall. And when you see the writing on the wall before the Holocaust with the Nazi regime, it really makes it very easy to see the writing of the wall anywhere else. Now, I'm not saying we're going to have another Holocaust, but I think we need to have our minds open and not just, you know, with our heads in the sand. So we're being told that China has raided U.S. businesses and arrested workers. This caught my eye. We're not talking, you know, 1930s, 40s. We're talking about 2023. We're being told that two American firms were raided by Chinese authorities. Police showed up out of the blue at the Chinese offices of CapVision, searched the premises, questioned employees. U.S. firms Bain & Company and Mintz Group had their Chinese offices raided. Five of Mintz's Chinese employees were detained. All three companies were being told by CBS News did business gathering information on Chinese companies for U.S. investors. After the CapVision raid, Chinese state TV even aired a special report alleging, without presenting any hard evidence, CBS says, that the company had lured Chinese citizens to spill state secrets. CapVision kept its response to the raid low-key, saying on social media that it would review its practices with direction from China's security authorities. Now, a business lawyer who works in Beijing told CBS News that the raids have spooked foreign businesses, scared them. He says, everything's a threat, you know. Unfortunately, in that kind of environment, it's very difficult to operate when everything is viewed as a national security matter, and it looks as if anything you do could be considered as spying. Or even again, false flag. Elon Musk, I believe, went to China last week at a meeting with China's top vice premier. And and so some people think, well, Apple, Starbucks, they might be untouched. If there's already an issue with small businesses, smaller businesses, I think anybody could be at risk. Now, China has launched a campaign to attract new businesses from overseas, but many people are getting a little nervous, especially as tensions are rising. And so if you're a company in China and you're getting raided, and you could be falsely accused of spying or accused or arrested, that's, to me, some writing on the wall. And I'm very, very concerned about some of this. Now, meanwhile, in the news, we're hearing that China is beginning to drill one of the world's deepest holes in the earth. Well, that's not... Why? Well, we're being told that they are drilling the deepest borehole ever in an effort to study areas of the planet deep beneath the surface. The drilling of the borehole began yesterday. Oh, actually, I think, yeah, in a desert in the Tarim Basin in China's northwestern region of Xinjiang, according to the Chinese state-run news. And they plan a depth of 11,100 meters. It's going to penetrate 10 continental strata, reach the Cretaceous system of the Earth's crust, and the project's supposed to be completed in about a year and a third. This is part of China's deep Earth exploration. They say it's going to allow scientists to study the internal structure and evolution of Earth, provide data for geoscience research. China's National Petroleum Corporation, the country's leading oil and gas producer, has led the project. Now, from the scientist in me is like, this could be pretty cool, right? Getting some data from deep beneath the core. But the skeptic in me is going, what the hell are they going to do? What are they going to mess with? So I'm a little nervous about this. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why they need to dig a hole, what that could help them do. But apparently they're being pretty excited about it. Meanwhile, U.S. and Chinese officials have been holding quote-unquote candid talks in Beijing. I think Blinken, the Secretary of State Blinken, is going to be coming out there in about a week or two. Not sure where these talks are going, especially with Taiwan's fate in the midst, but they are trying to improve diplomacy. This comes 2 days after U.S. military accused China of unsafe maneuvers near a U.S. military ship in the Taiwan Strait. Not sure what the hell. We've been seeing flybys. We've been seeing some weird stuff going on. Not exactly sure what they're doing unless they're testing us to see what sort of a response Biden's going to give. But, right now it's hush-hush. Everything's fine. We're all doing well. It's all, I don't know. I just feel like there's something's going down. We knew something was going down with Putin. And then Putin invaded, and then there's been that whole dam breaking and destroying, and now a lot of evacuations, and it's been a mess right now in Ukraine. But I just hope that everybody's kind of aware that, just because we might be feeling fine and doing well, that evil isn't brewing. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extend.